In Superman's Fortress of Solitude stands Kandor, the city in a bottle, stolen and miniaturized by a space pirate before the explosion of the planet Krypton. In this controlled environment, a million microscopic inhabitants keep the towering civilization of Superman's native world alive. Standing at the podium before a capacity audience in the city's civic center is Dar-Bomb, Kandor's Commissioner of Science Police.
The annual Science Police Awards ceremonies. To present the decorations for outstanding officers of the past year, I am privileged to present a man whose visits from the outside world are not nearly often enough. Kal-El, known to most of the galaxy as Superman.
Thank you, fellow Kandorians. The job of being a Superman is very different from being a policeman. And so it is, with the greatest respect, that I call Science Police Officer Ron Zah to the podium to accept.
Look, a man with a gravity gun!
Hello, are you all right? Thank the fates you ducked in time.
I'm going to do more than that, Ron Zah.
He's running away!
Look out for that gun!
Somebody stop him!
Hold on, Kal-El!
Let go of me, Ron Zah. You're keeping me
from getting hurt. You don't have your superpowers here in Kandor, not in an environment just like Krypton's.
But
let me do what I've been trained for. Watch.
Over there, Ron Zah. He's hiding behind that statue.
Everyone clear the complex now. You've nowhere to run, you Kandorian scum.
Make a move for me and my gravity gun will blast your atoms apart.
Blast away. It won't save you.
Ron Zah's been hit.
But look, his uniform is deflecting a gravity beam back at the turret, and it's...
A neat trick, Ron Zah. How did you pull it off?
Simple, Kal-El. Policemen on Earth are sometimes known to wear bulletproof vests. But we science police in Kandor have gone them one better. Our uniforms repel a would-be killer's ammunition right back to the source.
He's in critical shape. But after a few hours in the rehabilitation booth, he'll be completely recovered.
And then he can stand trial for attempting to assassinate our distinguished guest of honor.
I'm indebted to you, Ron Zah. That was a fine display of police work.
That's our Ron. Now you know how he got the reputation of being Kandor's finest.
After many fond farewells, Superman leaves the microscopic confines of the tiny bottle city as the microwave beamer in his fortress restores him to normal size. And then it's the Arctic Fortress he leaves behind as he streaks back to Metropolis and his job as mild-mannered Clark Kent, anchorman for WGBS-TV News.
Okay, Clark, let's go over it again. Mr. Edge, I wanted to talk to you because...
Wait, I think I got it. Mr. Edge, I wanted to talk to you because I really think I'm entitled to more. I mean, it's my opinion that, well, if it's all right with you, of course, could you please maybe...
No, Clark. All wrong. Stop hedging. You just tell him you want a raise and you know you deserve it. That's all there is to it.
But, Lois, I couldn't be that blunt. Not with Mr. Edge. It wouldn't be right.
Sometimes, Clark, I wonder why I even bother with you at all.
That plane's in trouble!
The engines are on fire!
It's out of control!
Oh, my gosh, Clark, it's going to hit the Galaxy Building. Can't anybody do something?
I can, but not standing around here. I've got to slip away and change to...
Look, Clark, up in the sky.
Great Scott!
Hey, that's not Superman!
You could have fooled me. Look what he's doing.
I don't believe this, Clark. A man in a weird costume grabbed the fuselage of that plane and is flying it to safety just like Superman would.
Believe me, Lois, I'm as surprised as you are. I better find a telephone booth and phone this story into the station.
Okay, Clark, but the newspaper byline is mine.
But instead of finding a phone, Clark Kent finds a deserted alley, and a heartbeat later, the soft-spoken reporter sheds his clothes to become the mighty Man of Steel himself, Superman! And a few moments later, at Metropolis Airport, an astounded ground crew has watched an amazing demonstration.
Phew, you don't look like Superman, but you sure operate like him. You brought that twin-engine job in on your shoulders and put out the flames with super breath just like a real pro.
Yeah, but if you're not Superman, who are you, buddy?
I assure you my name is not Buddy.
His name is Ron Zah, gentlemen.
Superman!
The real one!
Greetings, Kal-El. I knew it wouldn't take you long to find me.
You and I have some things to discuss, Ron Zah. What do you say we talk in private? About 50,000 feet up?
after you.
Gee, now it looks like Metropolis has two Supermen.
Looks like. I just hope...
What is it?
I just hope those two are friends.
Here we are, leveling off at 50,000 feet.
Let's have it, Runzar. Why have you followed me to the outside world?
Because in Kandor, I'm the best there is. You gave me an award that says so. But what does a superior city like Kandor need with an expert crime fighter?
You were born and trained there. That's where you belong.
I belong here on Earth. I'm better at this than you are. This planet is a mess, Kal-El. With Kryptonian superpowers along with my training, I'll be a super cop.
But you know nothing about superpowers. I've had them since I was a baby, and even I make mistakes sometimes.
That's because you're an amateur and I'm a professional.
Where are you flying off to?
I've got work to do. Got to show you what superpowers and training can do.
Over the next several days, Ronza of Kandor tries to prove his boast as the people of Metropolis and the world take notice.
This is Clark Kent with a WGBS TV news summary. The mysterious supercop continues to dominate the headlines. Today, he issued summonses to 36,000 jaywalkers, and he heat-beamed the engines of 12,000 cars he claimed were polluting the air too much. Several days ago, he said that since most crimes occur in the nighttime hours, people would need a special pass from him to walk the streets of Metropolis after 9 p.m. WGBS reporter Jimmy Olsen filed this report on today's demonstration against the curfew.
Here on the left bank of the Metropolis River, over 15,000 marchers have shown up for this demonstration against the rules laid down by... A new development. The super cop has entered the scene. He seems to be... Yes, he's coming over here.
You're a reporter. I'd like to make a statement.
My audience is yours.
I'd like Metropolis to know there will be no more demonstrations against any laws issued by me. Anything I decree is necessary for the welfare of...
Superman!
Hello, Jimmy. Ronzar, I believe you're making a mistake here.
Move along, Kal-El. You should have done this years ago yourself.
Maybe so. But the right to protest is guaranteed by law to all American citizens. You can no more limit that right legally than commit grand theft.
Oh, I'll be back.
Both Superman and the Super Cop are flying off now. No, the Super Cop is diving into the river. It looks like... Hey, a water spout is popping up where he dove in. The water from the river is rising up and beginning to tumble from the sky onto the demonstrators. It's a cloud burst, and there isn't a cloud in the sky, and it's breaking up the march. The super cop can't stop the demonstration directly, but there's no law against making it rain. This is Jimmy Olsen for WGBS TV News.
This is Clark Kent back in the WGBS studio. The curfew and the new rules are still in effect, and Superman has made no public statement on the matter. We'll have more news after this word from our sponsors.
Hey, Clark, where are you running off to? You've got a newscast to finish.
This is no time for a coffee break. It's only a 60-second commercial.
But the mild-mannered newsman has a far more pressing problem on his mind as he finds a deserted stockroom a few doors up from Studio B.
Reading that report on Ronza's policies was the last straw. It's about time someone told him Metropolis cannot be run like a police state. And that someone is... Superman!
But elsewhere in the city at that moment, another superpowered figure patrols a neighborhood at low altitude.
Look at these Earthling citizens. Many of them duck into their houses and automobiles as I pass by. This is the way they should regard the law, with great respect and perhaps a little fear. That's what Kal-El's biggest mistake was. He made everyone take Superman for granted, as if he were on their level. He didn't know the law has to be set above the general public for it to function. Now, that's odd. Some sort of strange light beams seem to be emanating from that automobile junkyard up ahead. This bears investigating. The radiation is very weak, and coming from that one primitive automobile over... The headlight of that car turned on some horrible death ray. Can't stand up?
No, you can't, can you? Any more than Superman could if you were he.
Who are you? Crouched in the car. Show yourself!
Delighted to, super cop, or whatever you call yourself. I'm Lawrence Gabriel, and these quasar beams causing you so much discomfort are a rather brilliant invention of mine.
Why would you want to kill me?
It wasn't you I was commissioned to destroy. It was Superman. But when the crime syndicate bosses hear you fell into my trap instead, I'm sure they'll be almost as delighted. I'll try to make it to your funeral, old man.
No! Where are you going? How do I get out of here?
Oh, just turn off the headlights. If you can crawl that far.
My super hearing, picking up the sound of children playing elsewhere in this awful graveyard. If I can throw my voice to them with super ventriloquism.
And elsewhere in the large junkyard.
Found you, Joey. Your shirt was sticking out behind the door.
It did not. You didn't see me until after I...
Attention. This is Ronza of the Science Police.
Where's that voice coming from? From nowhere?
I need your help, boys. Please come to the northeast corner of this junkyard. Immediately.
It's one of that creepo super cop's tricks. I don't know about you, but I ain't getting caught.
Me neither. Maybe he passed a law that says you get the electric chair for playing in junkyards.
I'm done for. Little children are afraid to come near me, even when I'm helpless as a fish. Maybe Kal-El was right. Perhaps my methods were wrong. That sound! Is there time for home? Kal-El! Now I know why they call you Superman.
No time for that. The switches in this car are rusted and useless. I'll have to help the owner of this junkyard by crushing this particular car for him.
Superman, Kal-El. You saved my life. How can I thank you?
By doing your duty to your people, our people, in Kandor. I received a message just minutes ago that a crime wave has broken out and the authorities are at their wits' end. I have work to do here, but in Kandor, they need you.
But that scientist, Gabriel, he'll get away.
I just delivered him personally to a federal prison. Been waiting for him to show his face so I could nab him for weeks. That's how I learned where you were. Now, if you'll excuse me, Ronza. I have work to do.
As I do. Home in Kandor, where they need me. As for Earth, well, I guess there's only one Superman.